Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Scott Anderson.
Hello, Doug Karch.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
That's good. That's more like it, huh?
I mean, if you like your offense to never have to punt.
Yeah, sure.
If that's what you're looking for, and then your defense getting the job done.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you're looking for, then okay, yeah.
I think it's just so perplexing because you just watch the team play and you think, why can't they look like that every Sunday? Every single Sunday. Look, offensively, just an absolute work of art, well-oiled machine. I have called them art games, where when you're playing an overmatched team, you want to come out of that game where everything's damn near perfect. And I mean, obviously, it's not. I mean, there's some things that we can nitpick about and things I'm sure they'd like to clean up.
Oh, there's definitely some. Yeah.
However, I was basically, for the most part, a game to behold. They moved the football and, you know, showed all kinds of different weapons offensively. You know, they could do it on the ground. They could do it through the air. Defensively, they certainly got enough stops. I mean, when you're playing an outmatched opponent, you want to dominate in all three phases, and they kind of did. There's some special team stuff again, but, you know, Phipp is so well-respected, I suspect that he will get it all cleaned up, and they're getting some guys back. But, I mean, it's just what the doctor ordered. It's just what this team needed, and it's just what our eyes have shown us pretty much for the last, like, three seasons, that this is who the Lions, they're more often this team than the one we saw against Minnesota. And you go, how can the Minnesota game happen? How can the offensive line look one way one week and completely different the next week? It's just, that's sports. That's the game. That's the NFL.
Yeah, and it helps when defensive linemen want to do stupid things, get themselves kicked out of games and take dumbass penalties. And
the Lions didn't fall for it. Like, this is what we talk about, and I use this term because this term was woven through my entire lifetime of Detroit Lions existence. Nonsense. The Lions, it was always nonsense. And there's less, significantly less nonsense under Dan Campbell. And, you know, I think people, they get a little bit sick of how meticulous they are in choosing the players for their roster from a, they don't want to take any chances standpoint. They want, they really do their due diligence and they vet and they want guys that, you know, live, sleep and eat and breathe football and, you know, are not going to be problems. And so you get the Lions, you know, there's two flags on Washington for personal fouls and a player ejected, and the Lions, nothing, because it gets in the way of winning. There's less nonsense. This is a culture. This is what a culture, a good football culture looks like, where what the expectation is for everybody in the room is to do everything you can to win. And it starts with their best players work so hard that their worst players can't help but work hard.
Yeah, it's leading by example. There's a standard's been set. Obviously the culture has completely changed here in Detroit. And as Dan Campbell says all the time, they play complimentary football. Everybody's out there helping everybody else out, by doing what they do. It's quite a game when you take some things, you factor some things in there that they, you know, had over almost 550 yards in offense. They literally were not stopped offensively until the last drive of the game when they went into victory formation. That they committed no turnovers, that they had minimal penalty situation. I think they had three penalties.
Three penalties for 1 yard.
1 yard, yeah.
And two of them were kickoffs out of bounds.
Yeah, exactly. which were done on purpose. Hey, we're going to take a risk and try to, you know, see if we can do a coffin corner here or something. But, you know, whatever. It didn't penalize them because of the situation they were in. You had a running game that went for 226 yards and 6.8 yards per carry. You know, this was just, it was a perfectly oiled machine last night. Now, did they leave some points on the field? Sure, they left a couple points on the field, settled for field goals instead of getting touchdowns, but you'll take it. I mean, it was just, it was one of those games where the offense is like, you can tell they just couldn't wait to get back on the field. Like, all right, boys, back to work. Here we go. And just march down the field, use everybody at your disposal. You know, Jameson Williams had six catches in the game. They threw to Tesla and he caught it with two hands. Everybody was involved. And I think as often as the case, and we talk about this, I always start where it starts. It starts up front.
Yep.
The much maligned offensive line, again, answered. They've been really called out twice. To start the season against Green Bay, then they lit up the Bears for 52 points. And then they got called out after the game against Minnesota, and now they light up the Commanders for 44 points and never had to get off the field and yield to the punting unit. I mean, it was really, really good. Abasika did an amazing job. When you had Glasgow come out and Cologne had to go in, he was fine. It was literally next man up mentality, and these guys got the job done, and there's a lot of confidence now going into Sunday against the Eagles.
I just can't say enough about the O-line. Cannot say enough about the offensive line, because I think it's we got a really, really, really smart audience that last week was rattled because of the performance of the offensive line and because of the injuries. And quite frankly, there's probably very few things that, as it pertains to this season, scarier than seeing Penei Sewell laying on the ground and not being able to get back up. And this is back-to-back games he's had to leave with an injury, and back-to-back games where he has returned. This guy is a warrior. But from a standpoint of what's going to make this team special, it starts right there. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. And when they have an injury to one of their starters and you have a performance like they did against Minnesota, where guys admittedly are banged up, you need to come back. What we needed, and we you know, it's a game for the psyche, a mental health game for Detroit Lions fans to go out and dominate a team the way that you should. And, I mean, if you think about it, midway through the summer, they're probably thinking our starting offensive line is going to be Frank Ragnow at center, some combination of Glasgow, Ratledge, and Mahogany. At the guard spots.
Abasika too, perhaps.
Yeah, whether they were considering a first starter, who knows? But and then you've got the two bookend tackles. And yesterday there was a stretch of that game where it was obviously no Ragnow. You had Abasika at one of the guards. You had Dan Skipper at a tackle. You had Tristan Cologne snapping. And it didn't matter. The offensive line mauled on Sunday. And protected. No TFLs, no quarterback sacks. No penalties.
Well, here's what I liked about the drive where Sewell got hurt. In my notes, I wrote, oh, blank, Sewell is hurt. And then right after that, they go 16 yards to Sam Laporta. And then it looked like, did St. Brown drop that pass? And then, well, maybe it was tipped by Bobby Wagner. But third and seven, they get 8 yards to Sam Laporta. They throw away Goff and on third. And then third and seven, they have a 9-yard touchdown pass back to St. Brown. And boom, it's like, okay, Sewell was out. We're okay. We're still going to manage to go down the field and do whatever we did. And it's exactly what happened. And then Sewell comes back the next series, and it ends up in a 13-yard touchdown run.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, they just had all the answers yesterday for anything that was thrown their way. Terrion Arnold, he leaves the game with a concussion. That's okay. Legion of Whom shows up again. Those guys are making plays all over the field. And Terrion Arnold, before he got knocked out of the game, made a couple of plays out there. So it's an encouraging effort. And yes, do I know that it's the backup quarterback? Yeah. Do I know that Terry McLaurin isn't playing in this? Yeah, I understand that. Every team deals with injuries, and you don't apologize for it. You just go do what you did.
All you got to do is look at the rest of the scoreboard in the National Football League. The Broncos were 7-2, taking on a 2-6 Raiders team. They won by 3 on Thursday night. The Colts were 7-2, taking on a 3-5 Falcons team. That game went to overtime. The 5-3 Bears had the 2-7 Giants, had a 10-point deficit with 6 minutes to go, had to battle back to win the game. The 5-3 Buffalo Bills went on the road to 2-7 Miami and lost by 17. Like, you don't apologize for blowouts, and you don't have to, we don't have to qualify anything.
No.
You know, they dominated in a league where it's hard to dominate. And, yeah, there's some really, really good signs. And we haven't even talked about who the play caller was.
Not yet.
And we will. And we'll get to your phone calls and your feedback. Hey, was it a Lions takeover again? I always like to try and estimate how many, what percentage of a stadium, because I'm so bad at it. It's so funny because there are times where I go to games like Michigan games. What percentage do you think was Michigan fans? Like, I don't know, 10%. No, it was more like 30. Okay. How many Ohio State fans showed up at the Big House? I don't know, 5,000. Dude, it looked like 20,000. Okay, whatever. How many Lions fans were in Washington yesterday?
Well, if you trust Jonathan Vilma, he thought it was a 40-60 split. They're 40% Lions.
40%.
Fans. That's what he said.
40% Lions. God, we represent.
I think that's probably a little aggressive to say 40%.
No, I trust Jonathan Vilma.
But I'll take, how about 20%? That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous amount.
It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.